This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, presented by Premier Insurance Group, it's Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome to another episode of Your Q, where, as always, we are celebrating, uplifting, and educating about all things amazing and wonderful in and around Douglas County. And we're kind of doing a special episode today, so I want to preface that. And so I encourage everybody to stay on and listen. We're going to be talking some about hunting, but it's so much more than all of that. So I have some special guests today who are in town and in studio with me today. So I want to bring on the guests so we can talk as much about all of this as possible. So today we have Garrett Weaver, who happens to be my son, so that's a number one title, or husband to my daughter-in-law, creator of his own YouTube channel, and has the On Point experience that we're going to talk about today. Jared Newman, owner and founder of Hunt League, which is also an online platform, which we're going to talk about. And Colby Moorhead, who is the owner of Bear Hunter Magazine. So we have three celebs in the hunting industry with us today. That's what I'm going to say. And then me. So welcome, guys. Glad to have you.
Where are these hunting celebs you're talking about?
I guess they're sitting across the studio from me because, you know, yeah. I mean, I've harvested one deer, so I'm not a celebrity.
You're the one, okay.
Yeah. So and it was tiny. I had to get the ring out to prove it had a fork. No. If everybody knows what
Woods
I'm
Law
talking
there.
About.
Yeah.
A lot to the imagination there. So welcome. So glad to have you guys in here. And, you know, I have to tell a little bit of a story because the reason why the guys are actually here, unfortunately, is their rig broke down. Otherwise, they'd already be on the way home.
That's right.
So if it wasn't for a little bit of misfortune, we wouldn't have the fortunate experience that we're getting to have today. So welcome to Your Q, and we are so glad to have you. Garrett, I'm going to start with you here for a second. All of you guys are here, and then some have already left because of the On Point experience that just happened. So tell us a little bit about that.
So, yeah, about, Jared, what, two years ago?
Yeah, probably about
You and I started talking, and I'm like, I have a giant passion for bear hunting. We have over 30,000 bears in Oregon. We're having a hard time keeping on top of them and managing them to an acceptable level that's good for our you know, other populations of like ungulates and stuff. And there's a really good opportunity here for people to learn how to bear hunt. And I just want to share my passion and teach somebody how to do what I love to do. And we happen here in Roseburg live in one of the best areas in the whole state for that. So why not share some information, share our resources, and help our ungulate population out and everything like that. So there goes Jared, and he has this app that I'm like, I want to use your app to come up with a winner, somebody that I can bring down here. I was hoping it would be somebody out of state, but the winner that we chose, we can get into that later, really earned it, and he's from Portland, and did a great job of competing and tracking his season and everything. But yeah, I just wanted to really share my passion for bear hunting, and Jared's app, his company, was the vehicle to get that done. It was easy, it was super great, and him and I just really hit it off, and we're like, yeah, let's partner up on this.
So the cool thing about that is it brought even more people into the picture because now we have Colby here, and you had other people from around the industry representing multiple companies. So I do want to make sure. So our hunter already left with his happy little prize.
Yes.
Happy prizes, I should say.
Yes.
And so so we don't have him on today. So we're not talking about his experience because that's his. But we want to have people tune in because there will be podcasts on that later, either on the On Point YouTube channel. Colby, you're going to cover that in Bear Hunter Magazine. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later, how people can find that. So there'll be more on that. So I wasn't there, and I don't want to tell the story, and so we'll talk about it a little bit.
Sure.
But so, Garrett, on what you just mentioned, you had brought in the communication with Jared with Hunt League, and so, Jared, I want you to just talk a little bit. I want to get fully into that, but what is Hunt League, and how did you come up with this concept?
Sure. So Hunt League is a mobile app. It kind of works more or less is a digital hunting journal. So when you're in the field, there's so much more that goes into hunting than just the outcome of a specific hunt. You know, so many times we define or success is defined by the outcome, meaning, you know, you harvested this big animal or these things. But oftentimes, you know, in hunting, the real value to me is really the story of everything that goes into it. Everything from your scouting trips to the time spent at the range to even training days in the gym. And so the Huntley Gap was really something where I wanted a tool that would really capture the complete story of everything that goes into your season. And that's including all those days that have nothing to do with harvesting an animal. I mean, there's guys inside our app that are logging, you know, they're outside 150, 200 days a year. And sometimes that's just, out of convenience. Their jobs may keep them out in the field and they're logging things that they're seeing while they're out. But, you know, other times it's really the intentional nature of just somebody's passion and hobby and pursuit of, wild game or a lifestyle that they're trying to pursue. Like, we have a guy that joined us at camp this week who's Wild Food Outdoors. His name is Bradley. And Bradley Joyce, he lives kind of up towards Portland. And he came down and joined us this week. And, you know, one of his passions that he's really gotten into is, like, I want to eat more wild game and wild food. I think it promotes healthy living and a healthy lifestyle. And he's really just kind of, geared a lot of his life in that direction. And he came down and showed me, and I've never seen this before, just how to can meat. We canned bear meat and then ended up eating it at bear camp at the On Point Experience. But so there's a lot of things that go into hunting, and I wanted to create an app that allowed you to kind of capture all the details of everything that goes in. The Hunt League part of it is with everything you log in the app, in essence, it's kind of put in a point system, if you will. And it's not just a point system of who shoots the most animals or who harvests the largest. Like, those actually aren't things that are even really included in our point system. It's, you know, every time you're in the field and you're logging something, you know, from the pictures and video and audio and notes and all the recordings, you know, when you're in the field, you're logging, you know, GPS coordinates in a timeline. So you have timestamps, so you know what day of the year it was, what time of day it was. And you have the ability within a single day to, like, log a hunt or log a scout. And then you can share that information. It's never shared automatically because a lot of hunters, I mean, and rightfully so, want to protect the areas that they hunt. They don't necessarily want, like, their stuff just being shared openly. So it is a private hunting journal, but it gives you the ability to share that with buddies. At the bottom of a specific hunt log, I can go, well, I'm going to choose to share this with Garrett, or I'm going to choose to share this log with Colby. And by default, it'll always just share the story of the hunt in a timeline with pictures, video, everything like that. And then there is a button that I could toggle if I wanted to share GPS coordinates and map coordinates.
There.
Yeah. And you can choose to unshare those coordinates later if you want. And it'll disappear from somebody's map. But really the idea of that is just being able to capture the story of your hunt, share the story of your hunt. One of the things that really is Garrett and I started talking about this last year. I was like, okay, I want to kind of know what goes into this, because if we're going to plan this hunt giveaway, I want to have an idea of what that's going to look like next year. So last year, this time, I brought my 11-year-old son out with me for this epic bear hunt adventure. I was like, I know nothing personally about bear hunting. My son has never been on a bear hunt. And I was like, we're going to go experience this with Garrett and just see what it's like. And it was such an incredibly special memory. And, like, mm-hmm. going into those hunt logs, still, we'll pull those up. We'll look at videos. We'll look at pictures. We'll look at all the experiences. Just last night, I was out in an area that I had hunted with my son the previous year. Mm-hmm. And as I start walking into it, it's like all the pictures, it just came flooding back. It's like, oh my gosh, I've looked at this valley and I've looked at this clear cut and I've looked at this, like, with my son
with
multiple
my son.
Times. And I can remember walking in those steps with him. It's such a special, like, just special, special memory that you're capturing these things. Because our hunting experiences, you know, they're valuable. Our stories are important. And being able to share your story with your kids later and be able to show them, like, this is the places that I used to go, or these are the experiences that I've had. You know, on a you know, if we were really to stretch that out, like as we capture these kind of stories individually, like the power of a collective story becomes really important. Meaning, you know, through this app and through this platform, we could start actually looking at conservation things as far as like, well, how many bears were seen in these areas years ago versus how many bears are being seen now. And you can look at things such as how everything from, you know, changes in our environmental changes from fires, from heat, from, you know, all those things, the factors, reintroduction of animals. Like I live in Colorado where they're about to reintroduce wolves in some of our units. And like, how does that impact these areas over time? So the app actually has a lot of meaning, not beyond just capturing your story, but with conservation and with things that we want to see that actually help hunters, help wildlife, help biologists, help wildlife management, help inform wildlife management decisions. So I'm excited about that. But with our leagues, everything you log is connected to a point system. We have a leaderboard, and as you enter stuff in there, you're kind of, as you enter everything from a hunt to a scout, you're climbing that leaderboard in essence. So people join leagues according to species, methods of take, things like that. You can create, people, individuals can create leagues where it's like, I just want to create a league for me and my buddies, or I want to create a league for me and people at my church or my organization, my conservation group, my hunter education class, all those types of things. And so the on-point experience is really a reflection of one of those leagues.
And what that can turn out to.
Right.
Through networking and communication and just the love of being outdoors.
Absolutely.
Which is super cool. So we're going to talk more about all of this good stuff here in just a moment. So we're going to take a quick break. Back with more of your cue.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
By Premier Insurance, I'm Shannon Sebastian. And in the studio with me today, we have Garrett Weaver, creator of the YouTube channel and the On Point Experience. Jared Newman, owner and founder of Hunt League, a hunting app. And Colby Moorhead, the owner of Bear Hunter Magazine. And that's pretty self-explanatory. It's a magazine about bear hunting.
We keep it simple.
Keeping it simple. So before we went to break, Jared, you were talking about these leagues that you can start with your men's church groups or your buddies. But there are some that are for everybody on Hunt League, hunting a certain animal or doing their experience. Like you said, you can break it down and you ultimately have a contest. And I know this because of Garrett. So tell us a little bit about that part of the piece, how somebody can get into a larger group than just their own buddy group.
Absolutely. So Hunt League hosts several leagues every year. We have an Outdoorsman of the Year, which is kind of all species, all methods of take. We do a Spring Turkey League. We have a Predator Hunting League. We have... we just launched an archery elk league. We have somebody from Oregon is doing a Chasing Roosevelt's league. So if you live in this area, cool. like, and you hunt Roosevelt elk, so it's really a Pacific Northwest because it, you know, extends up into Washington. But there's several leagues like that are listed in the app that, you know, people can see that are just public leagues that you can join. Like if it's me and my buddies creating a league, those are private leagues and you have to, you know, the person who creates the league can just send them a join code so that those remain private. So you don't just have random strangers joining a league that's just meant for you and your buddies. So we have private leagues, we have public leagues, we have leagues that are worth or that have high prize values. And then we have leagues that are really just for fun and just for community and connecting. The On Point Experience, which just occurred this week, was the highest prize value league that we've had in the app so far. So
yes.
Included a film bear hunt. It had, Vortex Optics sent Nick Blau, who's a former Navy SEAL sniper and sniper instructor, out for a day at the range. So he did an instructional day at the range.
I was jealous of that very much.
You should be. It was actually quite.
It was phenomenal.
It was amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they included, I mean, they were so generous. They included multiple tripods, spotting scopes. They gave Cody a brand new Razor LHT 4.5-22, like a really fancy scope.
Rangefinder.
A rangefinder binocular that's one of their brand new things. So thousands of dollars in prizes there. But, you know, it also included a Huxwerk suppressor, a Bregar rifle, First Light camo. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got Weiser Precision. Stuff. What'd you say?
The Coast stuff.
Yeah, Coast. Yeah, yeah, Coast.
Oregon
Portland.
Company.
One Man, of the things. Those flashlights were legit.
Yeah.
Or head lamps.
We're giving them a shout out.
Oh yeah. Yeah, shout out to Coast, man. They make some good stuff.
They really Portland, do.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised.
And we wanted to find some local companies to work with specifically for this, and so we looked at Worksharp, Worksharp knives and tools. They sent some stuff, and it was like they're an Oregon-based company that makes a phenomenal product that hunters all over the country use. And so we looked for some of those. I was at SHOT Show earlier this year, which is kind of for your military law enforcement hunting. It's a big show in Vegas.
Oh, yep.
And when I was walking by the Coast booth, you know, I saw Coast Portland, and it just stopped me in my tracks. I was like, that's an Oregon-based company. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go talk to them. And they were so generous. I mean, Garrett can tell you it was phenomenal what they sent, because I was just saying, hey, would you be interested in supporting the winner of this league? And they not only supported the winner of the league, but they sent a care package for everybody at camp that included a knife, included headlamps, included area lights, included, I mean, just it was over the top. And not only was it over the top, but their products were just phenomenal. We talked about it multiple times at camp this week.
Yeah, they sent enough for like 8 people, and we just requested stuff for the winner. And that was kind of a common theme for a couple of the, like Remington. They sent enough ammo to, man, last year we lasted us a full day with 7 guys shooting. We must have went through close to 1,000 rounds. I don't know how many rounds we went through. All center fire rounds. We're not talking like pistols and, you know, like smaller stuff or rim fire. But and the really cool thing about the range day is that Cody hadn't shot past 100 yards ever. And he shot out to 600 real quick with that sniper instructor, Nick. And then he actually used, later in the hunt, spoiler alert, used what he learned to take his first bear. Mm-hmm. Specific things that Nick showed him. He's like, things I never even thought of, right? And so he's, shout out to Cody for being a quick learner, but everything just lined up to be perfect for him to learn and then absolutely just use and execute what he learned in the field. It's really cool.
And I think that's really important to, like, sometimes when somebody's been hunting, which he had been hunting, even though, again, he hadn't shot anything very far away, which is kudos to him, too. He's a good stalker, apparently. So, but that he was with somebody that was trained and they said, okay, here's your level. Here's what we're going to get you to. And just building that confidence that quickly in somebody and him trusting in them is super important. So that's really cool. And he harvested his animal by the knowledge that he gained. So
he did.
That's super cool. I keep saying that, but everything is really cool. Everybody's been so generous and kind, and it was just kind of magical.
It was kind of Jared's one of the hardest working guys I've ever met, and he just went out and made a bunch of relationships with a bunch of companies, and I think that prize package, they valued the bear hunt around $4,500. Like if you're going to go out and buy it, and then I think there was over 12,000 in prizes. Like it was insane. Mm-hmm. It was, I was like, I just want to take somebody hunting. Then they got 12,000 in cool prizes. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And the funny thing is because knowing this was going on and being kind of behind the scenes with you and hearing, you know, how this was all developing, it was curious because the want really was to bring somebody potentially out of state if there was a winner, you know, somebody ranked way high up there, to give them an experience of Oregon.
Right.
And I mean, we're beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, facts. We're proud. We're proud of where we're at. We're proud of Douglas County. We're proud of Oregon. Yeah. And so to have somebody come in and just experience Oregon and this bear hunt on top of it, you know, kind of cherry on the top. And the fact that you had this guy who's from Oregon be so invested and want it so bad that it was undeniable that he was your winner, even though you guys did deny that on the video, and people should go to your channels and check out that video because you all kind of scared
me. Oh, yeah, we messed with him a little bit.
Yeah, you messed with him a little bit. That was a little harsh.
Yeah, I had one of my buddies who was a judge. I'm like, just put the heat on him a little bit, and then I'll come out and save him, you know?
Okay, you could have thrown the life saver a little sooner.
Yeah, I let him sweat a little too
long.
You
had to bring him low to give him that high
of it was a roller coaster for him, for sure.
A little bit of trauma.
I don't know. He was in shock when you told him he was the winner. He didn't even believe
it. Wait, what?
So, yeah, that was really funny. So people go to the YouTube, check out On Point. Check it out. Go to Hunt League. Check it out. It's super funny. I mean, now in hindsight, because he's really excited and he ended up being gifted this glorious package. Yeah. But we talked about how it's so much more, how Hunt League is so much more too, and with the On Point experience and everything, than just the hunt. It's the networking that, you know, came about from that. So tell us a little bit about how, like Colby got brought in and everything.
Yeah, so Jared went out and made a bunch of, you know, contacts and relationships with companies, and, you know, hey, we want to do this big thing, bear hunt giveaway, and who else to talk about you know, an authority on bear hunting, Bear Hunting Magazine, and Colby, the owner. It was like, man, you know, is there any way we can work together? And you know, I think Jared and him worked out, you know, like, yeah, maybe we could do like a front page or like a featured article, or, you know, like if we're successful, we can do this or that. And everything really came together. But we had Huxworks Safety Co., who makes suppressors. And then we had Vortex Optics. We had Wild Food Outdoors. We had Hunt League with Jared. And then last but not least, Colby from Bear Hunter Magazine joined us in camp. And I'll just let him take it away from there. But we were really blessed. And we've actually developed a pretty good friendship through this week. You know, we had some grinding points and some, you know, some adversity throughout the hunt and some broken
not
vehicles.
Between each other.
Yeah. Some adversity, you know, with vehicles and, you know, bees and wasps. And
oh, my
stuff.
Goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Bebop's your friend out in the woods. But yeah, Colby, why don't you go ahead and take it, man?
Yeah, I think Jared and I actually met. I produce podcasts for different companies, and he was interested in that. And so when this came around, we just had a conversation about it and just felt like a natural connection over it because, you know, inside the magazine, we're really focused on telling stories and share and enabling people and preparing them for going out into the wild. And you know, really, like, if you look at it in a particular way, it could really be, the magazine could be either something that you go for just good stories, or it could be something that could be a good thing for mentoring you if you don't have people that you're connected to that can take you under their wing. I mean, really, this was, we were glad that the person that won the league was someone who hadn't hunted a bear before, because there's a lot of things that people wouldn't know about bears in particular. I grew up in Texas and I had no experience with them. So it was a process, that a journey that I went through as well, to learn even that you could eat bear meat, that it was good, you know, that there's a lot of things you can do even with the bear fat, and just how much of a utility you take out of the woods, like how many things you can use a bear for. And so, you know, once I found that out, I was like, man, I gotta chase this thing down. And they really are some of the coolest critters that you'll ever be around. They're like no other animal I've ever seen. They're just full of character. And anytime you think you have them figured out, they'll prove you wrong.
Oh yeah.
So it's like they're very challenging. So yeah, I didn't think there was any other thing that we could do except for to partner with these guys in it. I think we were the first business that came alongside.
Yeah, yeah, you were on early on.
Yeah. And then even this weekend, I think the cool thing was just seeing how all of the companies just stepped back and let Cody shine. I mean, he was the only one that took a bear on this trip, because we really wanted to see him succeed and have him grow and just be a sponge. Like, I know I have a lot of bear knowledge, but Garrett has local bear knowledge, so I just stepped back and played cameraman and just let them work together and just helped every once in a while with just a little bit of tidbit of knowledge here or there. But really, that local knowledge was invaluable, and man, we hustled to get a bear.
Yeah, we did.
And I think that part of that is, I mean, it is a contest, and yes, you're a winner, but there is no guarantee when you go hunting. That's the whole thing. You're not going shopping at the grocery store. It's not a guarantee that you're going to pull something off the shelf. So, yeah. You know, the fact that there was a little blood, sweat, and tears in there isn't always a bad thing.
Right.
So
yeah.
We learn from all those things. So, all right, well, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more from the guys here in just a moment. This is Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. Back in...
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to this special episode, is what I'm going to call it, or edition of Your Cue. And in the studio with me today is Garrett Weaver from... Oh, let's try that again. Here we go. Sorry about that, Dale. Okay, welcome back to our special edition of Your Cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian. In the studio with me is Garrett Weaver from On Point Hunting Experience, Jared Newman, the founder of Hunt League, Colby Moorhead, the owner of Bear Hunter Magazine. And so when we left, guys, we were talking about the hunt and the cool parts about your winter and having not hunted before and all of that. So I know there's going to be a magazine article about this, so everybody's got to go to that.
Yes,
we're
ma'am.
gonna let you know later how to get on all of these apps and get involved and order the magazine and all that stuff, because we want to make sure you get it. But I want to hear the stuff that's not going into print. So
it's probably a lot.
Give us some of the goodness here. Let's get some behind the scenes from this On Point Experience. Garrett, you want to start
tell
us off?
Tell the people, Garrett.
Yeah, I kind of feel like telling the bird story.
Yeah.
So we had some guys from Utah. I won't name names because I don't want to embarrass them on the radio. But and one of my buddies, Brandon Anderson, shout out to him. He went above and beyond helping these guys navigate. He's a great guy, great hunter. And he took a couple of our guys out from camp. And they came back from camp one day previously, and like, dude, we were in them. Like, we were surrounded by bears. We could hear them, like, making noises. And
like
we
10 or 15 bears.
Yeah, like,
surrounded.
Dude, they were everywhere.
Like a pack
and
of bears.
And I'm thinking, wow, you know, we're in them. Like, heck yeah. I was like, I'm a little skeptical, but okay, yeah, cool. And then, so, fast forward, my buddy Brandon takes them out, and then they start like, oh, did you hear that? That's it. Like, that's the sound. That's the bears. And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, that right there. And he's like, those are owls.
So everybody's at their own level of
everybody
comfort
starts
with bear
from
hunting.
Scratch is, you know. Yes. But it's just funny because they went from like being super high to super low, you know, like, oh, those are birds, okay, cool.
Like, maybe we don't share that part.
Yeah. But that's just all part of the learning experience, you know. Like, they're like, oh yeah, we know, we've gone to the zoo and we've heard what bears sound like, and that sounds just like that. And no, it was a bird. But
there's birds at the zoo too, so yeah, we're gonna give them some grace.
There's birds, I don't know what they are, but I see them out in the woods all the time. But when they dive bomb, they make a really loud, weird sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those nighthawks.
Yeah,
I don't know what they call
them.
I mean
they're fairly small, but they're super loud. They go like zoom kind of sound when they come mm-hmm. down, and those things always scare the crap out of me. So there's birds out there that make some weird sounds that you just wouldn't expect it coming from them. And so I get it, but I mean, I've never heard an owl sound like a bear before, but so that was pretty funny.
Maybe they have different bears.
They
back
could
home.
Have different bears.
They might have different sound of bears back
but,
there.
Maybe it's bears
I don't know.
Throwing their voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Ventriloquist bears.
Yeah, ventriloquist bears. They're getting smarter. But and then there was another one where Colby was actually a part of this one. So Cody had got the bear. We hadn't gotten to it yet, and we're working our way down, and it's you know, we have plenty of daylight left, right? We're like, we're taking our time getting down to the bear, mm-hmm. enjoying the moment, you know.
We were
like,
going to be almost to the truck by
yeah,
dark.
We were hoping to be to the truck by 9:30. And so we get down to the bear, and Colby's taking pictures, and my memory kind of just gets scrambled from here, Colby, so mm-hmm. help me out real quick.
I heard I had to hear this story yesterday, but I haven't heard it yet, so I'm hearing it the same time as everybody else.
First, we're going down this down into this drainage that I was like, man, coming out of this is going to be tough. I had the wrong boots on. I was sliding down.
Yeah.
And then we get down to the bear, and I go ahead, and I get all set up, and we're going to, like, film Cody coming down to his bear and touching it for the first time.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, this is going to be great. And it was.
It was great.
Yeah. It started out.
Fantastic.
It started out exciting. But then it ended in disaster.
Yes. Yeah.
No, we got down there, and I took pictures of Cody and Garrett, and then we're like, all right, it's time to get down to business. We're going to skin this bear and get this thing out of here. And then all of a sudden, there was just some buzzing that you just can't ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Rose from below us.
Yeah. I think Colby was standing on a yellow jacket nest when he was taking his pictures, getting them all happy and excited to come out and say hi.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came right out of the ground right next to where the bear was at. And I get lit up. Cody gets lit up. How did you not get stung?
You didn't get stung at all?
The grace of God.
It's that bear grease stuff he's talking about.
Hey, I did get lit up the day before.
You
twice.
Did. You did. Well, we each got stung, you know, five or six times off the get go. And we run, you know, about and the bees are chasing us. It's yellow jackets chasing us. I'm like, oh my gosh. So an hour and a half goes by. We try to go back to the bear, and we can still see some yellow jackets, but they're probably calmed down by now. No, they were still very excited, very happy to sting you. So we got back there, and I started getting tagged, and Cody starts getting tagged. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So we run away, come back another half hour later, and it's after dark. I'm like, Cody's like, yeah, they got to go down soon. It's getting too cold, and it's getting dark. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out when it's dark outside and you have a headlamp on, that's what they're going for. So I started getting tagged again when we get wet back.
Colby still had a hedge of protection.
Yeah, he had a hedge. So on the last time there's like three different occurrences where we were getting stung.
Oh,
and I think I got close to 16. Cody was around 10. And then Colby was zero. On that last time, though, I remember
part of the time I'm smart.
I just stand there like a statue.
I put my back towards him, backpack, and then you handed me your headlamp.
Yeah,
after
I threw
they got
in my
you.
Headlamp, and I kept
it's like
running.
He's throwing me under the bus. I was like, I'm not holding this thing. I go put it on a stump.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I'm running to you, but not at you. So I'm gonna run like, don't move. I'm not gonna bring him to you. But yeah, it was. I've never had that happen before. I mean, I've been on a lot of retrievals and. They would not go home.
It's memorable.
Mm-hmm. It was, we got home at 1 o'clock and we should have been home at about 10.
Yeah.
So it cost us hours.
Yeah.
And,
then we had a set of eyes watching this while we were coming
Then I think we had a cougar following us back up to the road. Cause
I'm glad
you
finally came onto my side of that.
Yeah. I was like, dude, I'm watching this thing. This ain't no deer.
it wasn't an owl.
No, it was definitely it didn't hoot or make any bear sounds.
I just had to ask.
Yeah.
It didn't ask me who I was. So.
Yeah. Who are you?
But yeah, that was a crazy experience, and I will never forget that pack out. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, but I feel like it was cool because we came out pumped.
We all kept our heads, you know. I mean, it was fun.
Adrenaline rush for sure.
Oh man,
via bee.
I was getting a little tired of getting bit and stung there by the end, but you know,
frustration turned to anger.
Yeah, we never turned on each other.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yes, and I know you guys did get in late that night.
Yeah.
But and he was happy with his experience.
Oh, so
bees
happy.
And everything. So
I just got another text message from him, and it's a really nice long text message saying, you know, thank you and. He's already bear hunting again. Yeah, he's going out he's like, I'm going to take what you showed me, and I'm going to go out, and I'm going to get my buddy one. You know, like, that's what I wanted. I wanted somebody to take it and pass it on. You know, I've done that with a couple guys now, and they just go out, and they got to be teachable, right? But they go out, and they learn, and then now they're like kind of the guys that are taking people out in their areas. So what we teach is duplicatable, and it is doable on a big scale, and it doesn't take a lot of experience. You just have to know what to look for and when to be there. And it just, you know, it's not rocket science. The animals are animals, and they need to eat, and they need to sleep, they need shelter, they need water. And you start piecing those needs together, you can really figure it out.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you just mentioned, Garrett, that triggered me, Jared, I'm coming back to you with Hunt League, was – I watched the interviews when Garrett was up for the
Apex Predator.
The whole outdoors shebang.
The outdoorsman of the year.
Yeah,
when
I lost. Outdoorsman of the year. Yeah. When he didn't get selected. So I watched those interviews. Just saying. But the cool thing about it was that mentorship was, it was who had inspired you to be hunting and like how were you paying it forward. Like that was a whole piece of the consideration with it, which as a proud mom, I really thought my kiddo kind of nailed that out of the park. But it was really cool to see that from everybody. A little biased, yes. But just saying. But I like that there's all these different pieces that you guys take into consideration, and that paying it forward is one of those pieces. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's super special about the Hunt League and about the selection process when you are looking at these prize packages and who's winning and stuff like that. Because I did watch all of them, and I felt that that was really cool to see that. Even and forgive me, Garrett, who won that year? The young kid.
Oh, it was.
He's from Oregon too.
2 years ago, right?
Isn't he?
Yeah,
or two, yeah, a couple years
Creason.
Ago.
Creason McBride.
Creason, yes. Yep. Even though he's young, he was still into that mentorship. And Garrett, you had actually mentored him some, and so I felt that that was super cool just to see this networking and this connection. Right? I thought you did.
I think so.
You guys talked.
He listened to the podcast, and so he learned a bunch from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just feel like you know you never know what piece you're playing in somebody's world or why somebody comes into your. Life, you know, right. They always say, oh, it's a reason, it's a season or whatever. Well, why can't that season be hunting season?
Right.
So, you know.
Well, and not to interject here, like me losing, I think was honestly the best thing there, because if somebody's going up against a guy that's so serious that has a podcast and has a channel and you know,
right.
I don't have sponsors because I don't want them, but it just, you know, it just is so in, is kind of in the industry, and having a guy beat somebody like me, that just made it way more attainable for everybody else. You know, like if I would have won, it would have been like, well, yeah, but he has, you know, he has connections. He's in the industry. He's hunting all the time. You know, like that's, it made it way more attainable. And yeah, he did deserve it. I think he was a great guy. He's a
Awesome, he's a great kid.
Yeah,
I mean, I liked it in his interview. I'm just get poking. Green.
Yeah, no, he, you know, he did a great job, and to me, it also proved that it's not a how many animals can you kill. You know, it's not a big buck or bull competition. And when Jared and I started talking, I'm like, listen, I'm out if it's a big buck or bull competition. No. It's not. You know, a spike's worth the same as a 6-point. You know, kind of thing. I'm like, okay, I like that because I'm not a big fan of those things.
Right.
I think that takes away from the point of what we're actually out there to accomplish. And so anybody can win these things. You just have to be active in the app. And then we like this year with Josh, who's a local guy.
Great dude.
Josh's last name real quick.
Dishman.
Josh Dishman.
Up near Glide.
Yeah, I was one of the judges.
Yeah,
on
the Oregonians
that.
Are killing it on this.
We need to get out there.
We are representing hardcore.
Sorry, other states.
Sorry.
But, you know, what won him is I was one of the judges on that competition because as last year's winner, you become a judge, was conservation, was mentorship. And that's what really pushed him over the edge. It wasn't how many animals you took, you know, this or that, you know, beat your chest. It was, you know, what did you do to give back? What did you do to preserve and conserve? And, you know, what are you doing mentorship wise? You know, how are you just taking care of every, you know, do you have all the bases covered here? Yeah. And he did.
I mean, so he took 11 other hunters
11.
Out and found success last year. Like, that's,
yeah, I think
that's unbelievable.
So cool.
Yep. And he's doing stuff for, you know, people who serve or law enforcement and firefighting. Like, he's giving back constantly. And he even helped Jared while he was here and took Jared out for an evening. And the guy has such a huge heart, but that's what won him the competition.
Yeah, and that's what I love about it. It's about effort, attitude, and paying it forward and stuff like that. It's not about the horns.
Right.
Or... you know, the trophy.
Right.
It's about the whole aspect. And I know that when you were doing it, like your, I want to say commitment to like being in the gym and on the treadmill with a backpack, like I saw like you kicking it into another gear, which you are always at a high level. But I just thought that was super cool. And I love what the app does as far as like just respecting each other and being in it together
community.
And charity. Yeah, the whole community thing. It doesn't make a difference if you're in the eastern states or the western states or north or south. It's like you can still be connected by being part of a league and being involved and all of that. And I love that piece.
And you're not getting trolled.
Yeah.
So when I'm going to take a quick break and we're going to be back, I want to make sure that everybody that's listening can figure out how to find these guys on there. apps and websites and all of that stuff. So we're going to be back with more of Your Q here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to Your Q and our special episode here today. So I'm Shannon Sebastian, as you know. We're missing Alan today, but he'll be back next week. In studio, we have Garrett Weaver with On Point, Jared Newman with Hunt League, and Colby with Bear Hunter Magazine. So guys, I want to make sure, we've talked a lot about the On Point experience, about Hunt League, about Bear Hunter Magazine, and I want to make sure that everybody knows how to find your channels or knows how to be able to order your magazine, Colby. So why don't you start us off and tell us, how do people get a hold of Bear Hunter Magazine?
Yeah, so it's pretty easy. We keep it simple. Right. It's just bearhuntingmagazine.com or bear-hunting.com, and inside of there, there's a shop where you can go in and subscribe, and there's different types of merch and hats and all of that. And then on Instagram, we're Bear Hunting Mag, and then we also have a Facebook that's Bear Hunting Magazine. So
you're keeping it consistent.
Keeping it consistent. Good continuity, you know.
And so, just out of curiosity, what is it for? Because yours are digital.
No, you get a print magazine.
Oh, and you get it. Okay.
We keep it old school.
Oh yeah.
Old school.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a digital version available, but I mean, you can't hold it in your hand and flip through it.
I kept the magazine, of course, that I'm in, because like, why wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. But it was cool to have like a physical copy of something that I can go back and look at, you know, 50 years from now.
Yeah.
Put it on your
coffee
table.
That's how my husband is. Exactly. He absolutely loves the tangible right in your hand magazines. Mm-hmm. But, you know, digital is popular too these days. So however you want it, you can subscribe and get that.
We cover all types of bear hunting.
Perfect.
And all over.
All over.
All over.
And Jared, tell us about Hunt League. How can people start a league or find your app?
Sure. The easiest way is just go to the App Store or Google Play Store on your phone. It's Hunt League, which is kind of spelled one word, HUNTLEAGUE. League always trips some people up, the spelling of it. But Hunt League, just like you would, like Major League Baseball or something. So Hunt League, you can find that in the App Store. You can find it online at huntleague.com. To get registered and create your account, if you go online, you can actually enter a promo code. They didn't let us do the promo codes on the App Store or Google Play. But if you go online, you can create your account there. And if you type in the word family as a promo code, it'll unlock what's called the League Pass subscription, which is the only thing inside the app that people can pay for. And that just kind of opens up all your species, opens up your buddies and sharing, lets you share like areas. It opens up a lot of different like extra features inside the app. But the app is free to download. You can log. You get kind of your primary species that you can log hunts and scouts for. You can join leagues without the hunt, without the league pass. If you wanted to kind of get started, you can go online at huntleague.com. There's a little tab where you can create an account, enter the code FAMILY, and or you can do BHM for Bear Hunting Magazine. So you
sure
got two options.
Could.
So.
I get nothing but respect. I get respect.
There you go.
When people, we really use that code because it's more of a community-based app. So we use those codes. Like everybody, when they create an account, they have their own code. So Garrett's is his username. Generally, your username is your code. So Garrett Weaver, if you typed in Garrett Weaver, it's going to unlock 30 days where you can kind of connect. But the reason why we do that is it'll send Garrett an email saying, hey, your buddy just signed up for the app, and that way Garrett knows, oh, so-and-so got the app, I can send them a buddy request, and then they can connect and communicate inside the app. So that's really what the promo code stuff is for. It's not necessarily a referral or anything, but if you type in family at huntleague.com, you can get started. The Hunt League app, simple to download from the App Store, Google Play. Again, it is free to download, and you'll get a lot of use in the field. I mean, it logs everything. It's got offline maps. It's got waypoints. It's got timelines, timestamps. It does take a little bit. There's a little bit of, I don't know, what would you say,
Garrett?
There's a learning curve to it because it's not as simple as just opening up Onyx where you just have a map and you can drop a waypoint. The app does a whole lot, and so it does take a little bit to kind of just get the basic flow. But once you understand the basic flow of it, it's really simple, and you'll kind of start seeing all the Oregon people show up.
All of us, Oregon Mafia here.
You guys just swept the podium, by the way.
I think we've been in a finalist in every single competition for big game hunting.
Yeah,
so way to go, guys!
You guys, Washington actually won out this year on the Outdoorsman of the Year. So you did have a neighboring state with Ray. Last three between the Apex Predator, which, Garrett, you're the only two-time champion in Hunt League history, so you have leagues under your belt.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Josh Dishman right here from Glide, Oregon. He just won the 2022-23 Western Hunter. Then you had Cody Monzi, who's actually a friend of Cody Peritor, who won the on-point experience. Yeah. He got that Cody involved, and so that was a buddy referring a buddy and that kind of thing, and Cody Monzi won our Spring Turkey League. So
Oregon guys just do it better.
It seems to be undeniable.
That's kind of like laying down the gauntlet. Challenge. Come on, states.
Talking to an
on.
Arkansas and a Colorado guy.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I know.
I'm hanging my head low right now. You can't see it. Right.
And Garrett, real quick on point.
Yeah, so on point with Garrett Weaver on Instagram. You can just Google my name, Garrett Weaver, 2 R's, 2 T's. On YouTube, I'll pull right up. And I'm super responsive. So if you have any questions or want to learn anything about any of the stuff we're talking about, you can reach out.
All right, guys. Well, I'm sorry your truck broke down, but I'm grateful that you're in the studio with me today. So thanks for coming and safe travels home. Well, you know what, everybody? That kind of brings it to a wrap here. So we're really grateful you listened. And as usual, you know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind and God bless.